This is the last day of Festival 2024 in Katowice. I'm here with Jacob Allen, Puma Blue. He will be performing in maybe 2 hours, right? Hi, Jacob.
Hi, lovely to meet you. Thanks for having me.
How are you today? Did you see side of Katowice?
Yeah, we had some bush and walked around in the rain. It was actually really nice. Everyone's really friendly here, and I wish we had more time, but it's been a good day, very relaxed. We got here so early, so I'm extremely tired, but it's meant that we've actually had a little bit of time to explore.
There is sunny, so it will be better on your concert, I guess, I hope. So we had your two albums, like full one, I'm not talking about an EP, In Praise of Shadows 2021 and Holy Waters. It was released 1st September last year, 2023. I need to admit that was my first experience with your music, with the second album. And that was like a very magic moment for me, because like, I'm in love with the music which I can listen before going to sleep, and this is like very, very perfect for it. This is very private, this is very like calming down, but I know your second album is about very heavy emotions, and I really need to thank you for letting us, your fans, your listeners, to this very private world. How private is for you?
It's a tough question. I feel it's not extremely private in a sense, because I choose to share it. I've always been actually a fairly emotionally open person, even with strangers. I think that there is a line to which I will not cross in terms of what I choose to put in music, or maybe I'll put it into music but I won't share it with anyone. But it's very rare for that line to be crossed. I find myself, gosh, especially on the last album, there were things that I was revealing about my family or about people I've lost that felt so personal. But I don't know, it felt like if I say this thing and I'm just honest about it, maybe someone else out there has experienced something similar, and we can kind of bring each other to healing through this alchemy of music. So yeah, I don't know, it's personal, but it's not, yeah, I don't know if I would use the word private.
Personal is a perfect word actually for that. That's interesting what you are saying, because on my paper I just wrote that, like I said, this is very private, but also we can feel that you are very open for talking about emotions, like the one which are heavy emotions, and also I feel that you are a good listener others people's emotions. How many people contacted you that they can identify with your music?
I'm very blessed that we live in this era of social media, right? So honestly, my inbox on Instagram is just filled every day with people saying the most wonderful things. Honestly, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. I can't read it every day. It's something I maybe open once a month and just, you know, will decide to indulge in, or sometimes I sit down and very intentionally like write back to people.
You said that was quite overwhelming for you.
Yes.
I guess people also shared their stories with you. I guess it's not easy when you are like a poet, a musician, not a therapist, to listen to other people's stories about death.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try and write back to people and just express that I feel gratitude towards them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a therapist. You know, I'm not a trained professional. I don't have any training like that. And it's different listening to a friend, right? First of all, you give your consent. And sometimes I'll just open a message and be very intimate details shared with me that suddenly, okay, that is now a part of my brain that I can't forget. But I guess it depends the delivery of this message, as well as, you know, it's how the mood strikes you. Sometimes people tell me something truly awful and it's too heavy for me, and other times they share something so private, but you know, it stirs me and makes me feel so lucky that I can just be like a vessel for this person's emotions. So yeah, I don't know, at the end of the day, I guess it just comes down to feeling mostly gratitude that music can do that, you know.
That music connects, right?
Yeah.
So we've met before your concert, which is very unusual for me because usually I'm doing interviews after the concert because then I can, you know, meet the artist on the stage and see the vibe and then talk about it. So for now, I don't know what I should expect on the stage. I'm very curious. And please tell me from your perspective, like, is the emotional album equal to emotional concert? Are your concerts very emotional from your perspective,
from my perspective.
On the audience when you see people from the stage?
I think it depends on the show. I think something we do as a band is keep it very different, you know, each time. So we improvise a lot, and I really encourage the guys to go where the moment takes them. So the songs are just like the loose structure. So that means sometimes I'm more considered about the guitar playing, or sometimes I'm just thinking about the vocals. But yeah, there are shows, you know, more often where it's more about the emotional response I'm feeling, and yeah, it can get really heavy up there, or cathartic. It's not always like a deeply melancholic thing. Sometimes it's just like joy to be expressing myself through music and enjoying music as a platform. But yeah, sometimes the lyrics that you've written years ago will just come and hit you in a way that they never had before, and it can strike you off balance, you know.
Yeah. Is it emotionally damaging for you sometimes? Because those lyrics are very deep, in my opinion, and I believe you wrote it like from your heart. And is it very difficult for you to sing it in front of the whole stage?
No. There's been once or twice where I've realized how bare I am up there, and I'm singing something, I suddenly realize, wow, I'm not 100% comfortable right now singing this in front of 900 people. But you know, I've chosen to be there. I've chosen to write these songs and share them. And yeah, I wouldn't use the word damaging. It's just, it's like a healing process. I'm someone that believes, you know, crying is healthy. So, you know, not that I'm crying on stage all the time, but I just mean,
yeah,
I think coming face to face with the music and the songs, and it's a good feeling, not a feeling that hurts in a bad way. You know, it hurts like crying at the end of a film or hearing someone say they love you at the right time, you know.
So what is your vibe for today's concert?
What's the vibe?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. I mean, there's a little bit of vibe already, right? It's raining.
No, it stopped raining.
Oh, it stopped raining, so I was even wrong about that.
Yeah, but it's unexpected. The weather here is unexpected, so maybe it will be raining in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I try not to have too much of a idea of what the show is going to be like till I'm on stage. But sometimes we're warming up together 5 minutes before, and I'll just say to the guys, you know, I think this is a sleepy one. Or I think this, yeah, you know, let's go really crazy. Or.
Yeah.
But usually, you know, we just feel it, and we get up there, and the audience usually tells us what the vibe is. We can only channel the music, and the audience usually kind of dictates what the atmosphere is like.
I think you will feel it on the stage, that people from On The Off Festival are very involved on the gig with the artists, so it will be a blessing for you. It's, I bet.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I really love responsive audiences, obviously, so yeah, I can't wait. Thank you for sharing that.
I bet many of people will be crying, my friends, for sure, and maybe me. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Good luck. I will be next to the stage, I bet. What are your emotions before the show? Excited? A bit scared? This is your first time in Poland, right?
Second time.
Second.
Yeah, we played in Gdansk at a festival, you know, 5 years ago. Oh, wow, 5 years. Doesn't feel like 5 years ago, but I guess, yeah, it was before the pandemic. So, yeah, this is the first time, first time back to Poland in a long time, and I've forgotten whether people like us out here or not. I think last time it went really well, and I just remember feeling like people just kind of couldn't believe we'd come out here. And it's kind of the same for me when we play somewhere so far from home. I kind of just can't believe I'm here. I just can't believe there's anyone that has heard my music. It still kind of surprises me somehow. It's like every year when people come to your birthday, you're like, oh my God, what? Like, thank you for coming. You're sort of surprised, but you know, you think you would have learned by now. Of course, music travels the world and Spotify helps spread it, but yeah, I just honestly, the main feeling I'm kind of getting up on stage with right now is probably just feeling grateful that we get to even do this. and just feeling tired. I got up at like 4 a.m. to be here, so I need a coffee or something, or a slap in the face, maybe.
Maybe both. Thank you for that. This always amazed me, and I cannot even imagine what is in the head of the artist when they're on the stage and looking on the audience, singing the songs with the artist. Like, I'm so jealous about that emotions. Like, it's very impressive for me, and I'm so really grateful for your art. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your questions. Thank you so much. Hi, this is Puma Blue, and you're listening to Uvo FM.